Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, another 25 minutes here where we explore in-depth farm news. And this week, Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper, in a wide-ranging press call, slammed the EPA's tailpipe emissions rule and delays in issuing new RFS volumes and the 45Z tax credit rules, and isn't buying the agency's denial the rule is a mandate.
You can call it whatever you want, but if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, you know, it's a duck. The only way automakers can comply with these standards long term is to dramatically increase the production of electric vehicles and dramatically reduce their production of internal combustion engine vehicles,
thereby forcing two-thirds of new light-duty vehicle sales to be electric by 2032. Meantime, Cooper says RFA's members still waiting for Treasury rules and guidance on 45Z tax credits due next year and crucial for the success of sustainable aviation fuel.
What will the carbon intensity modeling look like? How will climate smart ag practices be integrated into carbon intensity scoring and just so many other questions?
Cooper, confident the 45Z final rules will unbundle and expand climate smart practices and fertilizer use. Also unresolved are year-round E15 sales outside of 8 Midwest states, an RFA appeal to the Supreme Court on small refinery exemptions, and new renewable volume obligations due November 1st.
EPA has already made clear that they won't make that deadline. You know, we don't think we'll see a proposal until well after the election. Probably won't see a final rule until about this time next year.
And Cooper says the Renewable Fuels Association is pressing the EPA to restrict tax credits going to mislabeled cooking oil and tallow from China and Brazil, now used to make 1 in every 6 gallons of U.S. biodiesel. Two attorneys involved in the Summit Carbon Solutions case in North Dakota have differing opinions on the state law, which could allow the pipeline developer to use eminent domain. North Dakota Public Service Commission attorney Zach Pelham said this week that a recent state Supreme Court decision has established that Summit Carbon Solutions has the right to use eminent domain and force landowners to provide right-of-way for its carbon capture pipeline. But Brian Jordy, an attorney for landowners fighting the pipeline, said a ruling on eminent domain, which would give Summit a powerful tool in negotiations, would only come from Summit taking a landowner to court. Jordy said the North Dakota Supreme Court did not rule on common carrier status. And he says common carrier would most appropriately be challenged when and if Summit were to file a condemnation lawsuit against any North Dakota landowner. This is Inside Agriculture. Time for break number one, a check of the morning markets.